Hey, Sarah, come on in. Hey, how are you today? That's good. Yeah, let's go and get this review taken care of. Telling you right now, good feeling about this, but you did well. You did really good this past year, really. But let's go and get this down on paper just so that it got all down and I want to make sure you get your raise, all right? So, let's see. Oh. Sorry. I'll try not to do that. Just a nervous tick. But let's see. Here's the form. All right. So, get some of this information filled in. Let's see. What was your start date? Wow, really that long ago? Been here a while, huh? Oh, it's good. It's good to stay in one place for a while, or to really get to know your job, I suppose. I don't know, but it's a very admirable quality. Let's put it that way, but. Anyhow, yeah, so I mean, just I know what I have to say. Is there anything you'd like to say? Is there any comments, any, I don't know, just really anything you want to say about but how do you self-assess yourself? How do you think you've done this year? Yeah. Well, yeah, I completely agree with you. You do a great job. You're pretty much a model employee. I really wish we had more people like you, honestly. Just holy cow. I don't know what I'd do without you. Just seriously, you are a lifesaver. I mean it. Come on, I'm serious, and I really appreciate having you around. I mean, I know. And I know, especially with we've had you sharing your office, and we've had the raise freeze for a while now. There's a few decisions I've had to make that really they didn't do much to improve your quality of life here. But this review is all about fixing that. So again, you're doing a great job. I don't know of anyone else that could do it better than you, so yeah, kudos. And let's see. Huh? Well, you know, I think when you have someone that's as hardworking and intelligent as you are, I think it goes a long way. Just to, on occasion say how much we appreciate you. And yeah, I know, I mean, especially with stuff like the EHR system, you taking the lead on that and just, training everybody. And I know there's quite a lot of, for lack of a better word, bullshit that you have to deal with in regards to that, I mean, I know we have a help desk and the IT guys to deal with that, but for some reason people tend to come to you anyway. And yeah, I know it's extra work for you, and I'm sorry about that. But hey, you have to look at it as like a good thing that people trust you enough to come to you with all that. But yes, and especially when like the system's down, you get flooded with people calling you and emailing you. I know. I'm still not sure how this guy's employed, but I know we have that one doctor that needs his password reset every single time he's here. Ugh. Yeah. I don't know how you deal with that guy, which I guess is a good thing, so I don't have to. All right. Yeah, just a little boss humor. No, that's pretty much it. Again, you're doing a great job. Love having you here. Let me see. The only negative thing I'd have to say is I know whenever I walk into your office, pretty much every single time you kind of scuttle to get to your phone and swipe or do whatever. It's almost as if you're hiding something. So I don't know if there's something that you're doing, you're listening to that you're not supposed to. But if that's the only thing I've noticed that might potentially be a concern. I haven't seen anything myself, so I can't say for sure, but the behavior is a little suspicious. So oh, there is well, there's nothing negative per se. Just go to the bottom of the form here. There was one thing that came up, which I mean, we might as well discuss it. I don't think it's a big deal, but I think HR wants me to go over it because I guess they think it's a legal liability. I'm not really sure, but here, come over here. Yeah. I know that we allow employees to use the work Wi-Fi here, and most of the time, pretty much anything's unblocked. We are pretty open about that, that you can just kind of do whatever you want, as long as it's on a personal device rather than a work device. I know those are filtered. But we do still keep track of the traffic that goes through the work network. And they gave me a report of some of the websites you've been to. So here, just going over your history. Looks like you were pretty frequently on some Canadian websites the other day. Looks like yes, yeah, for the ferry and the castle. I don't mind if you do that, just as long as you get your work done for the day. Again, that's fine with me. But there is this section of websites here on Reddit. It looks like you there were some shopping websites for lingerie. Again, not my business what you do on your phone and in your personal time. I don't know if it's appropriate for work, but again, it doesn't matter to me that much as long as the work gets done. But one website that could be a problem is this Gone Wild Audio. I'm familiar with what Gone Wild means, and I'm not entirely sure it's that it's work appropriate. So, and yeah, there's this list here of some of the websites you visited. Come here. Come here so you can get a better look. Yeah, it looks like there's some stuff on, and it looks like this is some pretty heavy stuff. I mean, it says like rape and molestation and spanking, and I don't think it's the kind of stuff you'd want to get out about you, don't you think? I mean, this isn't something a model employee should do, is it? So I don't know if I think you'll have to show me that you're willing to do as I say, and that you know how to keep quiet about certain things. So, do you think you have this quality, Sarah? Is that so? Well, why don't we put you to the test? Don't you sit down right here? Yeah, right here. Right here in my lap. Sit down. Don't fucking move. Where do you think you're going? Did I say you could move? Just sit right here. Yeah, grind that tight little ass into my cock. You don't know how long I've wanted this. And I see you walking down the hall. Hips swaying and that nice ass. Fuck. All I want to do is go into your office, lock the door. Oh, that's right. Oh, fuck. I'll lean back. Oh, God, let me smell the fucking hair. Oh, you smell really fucking good. No, all I want to do is walk into your office, close the door, spin you over that fucking desk, and fuck you. Is that what you like? I think you would. I mean, look at what we have here. You love getting spanked. Looks like you certainly love to play with toys. You're naughty little slut, aren't you? I bet you are. Oh, fuck, you're making me really hard now. Jeez, that's quite a few posts that you have. That's spanking. Nasty little paint slut, aren't you, Sarah? I bet you'll love to be spanked. Well, say it. Let me hear you fucking say it. Tell me how much you love to be spanked. Say yes, sir. Oh, yeah. Yeah? Yeah, I bet you do. I bet you fucking want to be spanked right now. Get up. Get up and bend over my desk. Stay right there. And don't you dare fucking move. Oh, yeah, let me just slide my hands down your hips. Under the waistband of your pants and your panties. Oh, yeah. Get these pants down around your knees. Look at that nice wet cunt. Keep your palms flat on that desk. You can move again when I say you can fucking move. Do you understand me? Get that ass up in the air. Come on, get up nice and high. Oh, I can't wait to slap it. I wonder, should I go easy on you? No. I don't think I should. I think I should slap that ass nice and fucking hard. Yeah, how's that feel? Down my hand, my fingertips running over those soft ass cheeks. Nice and round and fleshy. Just waiting to get spanked, aren't you? Say it. I want you to fucking say it. Say it. I'm a whore. I'm a dirty, nasty fucking slut, Andre. I bet you are. Do you want me to spank you now? Come on. Let me hear you beg. Let me hear you say, please, Andre, please, please spank me. Please spank me, sir. Very. Huh? How does it feel? Huh? Yeah. Get that ass nice and fucking pink. Oh, yeah. Did that hurt? Did it hurt when I smacked my hand hard against that ass, huh, Sarah? You want me to hit you some more? You want me to get the desk really fucking red, huh? Yeah, I think I will. Count them out. One, two, three. Oh yeah, come on, just a couple more. Four. Oh yeah. Five. Fucking slut. You know what? I'm gonna pull your fucking hair. Stay still, right there. Don't fucking move while I grab your hair. Oh, you're lucky I don't grab you by the fucking throat and choke you out. Yeah, is that nice and tight for you? Like the way my hand grips the base of your neck and grabs your fucking hair? Oh, you're such a naughty, nasty girl. Oh, who needs to be spanked? Say it. Say it. Say you want me spanked. You say you need to be spanked. Say you're a bad girl. Oh, yeah. Dirty, nasty, fucking slut who likes to listen to porn at work. Yeah, I know all about you, dude. Oh, yeah, the new girl that we have sitting in with you? Yeah, she came into my office the other day and said, I heard Sarah listening to porn. She said you could hear moans coming through your ears. Yeah, oh, and she knows all about your little fucking game. All your moans and your gasps that you try to conceal with coughs. Yeah, you're not fooling anyone, you fucking bitch! No, I think we need to finish your punishment. Stay right there! Let me remember, we were in five, so keep counting. Six. Seven. Oh, yeah. Eight. Nine. Oh, are you ready? Oh, we gotta make this one good. Come on. Oh, let me hear you whine. Let me hear you whimper. Let me hear you whimper. Oh, I bet your ass hurts so much. Oh, you want it? You want it to be over, don't you? Come on. Come on, say it please. Let me hear you say it, please. Louder. Say it fucking louder. Say it like you mean it, you fucking slut. Say please. Say please spank my ass. Okay, I think I like the way that sounded. Ten. Oh, look at you, just standing there, bent over my desk, whimpering like a nasty little slut. Did I say you could fucking move? No, I did not. I like the way you look. Your naked ass sticking out in the air, with your pants around your knees. Well, you know you were really good during that spanking. Yeah, you were. You were such a good girl. Yeah, you're a good girl, Sarah. You're my good girl. So I think you deserve a little reward. You will know when I fucking tell you. Now don't ask another question. Get those pants off. I said take your fucking pants off! If you disobey me again, I will not hesitate to fire you. No, you're right. That was a lie. I don't think I could lose someone as important and productive. I don't think I could finish that with a straight face. Not, I've seen how much porn you look at on a daily basis. Good Lord. I think instead of watching porn, maybe from now on you should just come into my office and you get to experience it for real. But no, you are very important to this department, Sarah. There are very few other people who are as functional as you are. I mean, good God, some of the correspondence I get from these people, they don't know how to capitalize, they don't use how to punctuate, they use your instead of your. I mean, come on, people, it's simple grammar. But That's why I like you, because I know exactly what you're saying from the first read. I don't have to go back and reread 5 times just to figure out what the fuck it is you're saying. So, for that, I think you deserve a reward. Oh, yeah. I like that look on you. Bottomless, but with that cute, flowery scrub top still on you. And makes your tits look amazing. I just want to tear it off you and then suck your tits, but I don't think we have time for that today. Lie on your back. Lie down on my desk and lift your feet up. I think you know what's going to happen. Relax. I know I've hurt that ass pretty good, but I want to do something nice for my good girl. Fuck, your pussy tastes good. Yeah, my tongue deep inside that cunt, huh? Yeah? And I'm fucking big. Oh, yeah, let me hear you. Let me hear you say it louder. Tell me how much you want my tongue inside your fucking cunt. Oh, tell me how much you want it inside you. Just licking out that tight pussy. Say my name, say my fucking name, say Andre. Oh, say I need your tongue inside me. You better say please. And you better say sir. Fuck, you're getting really, really wet. Do you want me to suck on your clit now? You want me to flick my tongue over it? And make it feel real nice. God. Oh, fuck. I can feel you tensing up. Are you gonna be a good girl, Gump? Huh? Yeah? Yeah, I bet you are. Yeah. Come on. Here. Yeah, you gotta put my finger inside you. Help you out with that, yeah? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Let me flick my fingers deep inside that pussy. Oh, where are my fingertips? Are your G-spot? Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, yeah. I can hear you're gonna come soon. Oh, tell me when you're gonna come. Tell me when you're gonna fucking come. Mmm. want you to come for me, Sarah. Mm, I want you to come for me. I want you to come in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah, come in my mouth, Sarah. Come in my mouth. Mm, I want to taste you. Suck all your juices up. Fuck, you taste so sweet. Oh, yeah. Oh, I like that. Fuck. I thought about that pussy plenty of times, but I never imagined it would be this good. And so, like I said, I think you're a valuable employee, and I certainly hope to keep you on. Shit. Can't have you going out like this. Stay right here. Put those scrubs on and go back to your office. Oh, and by the way, congratulations on the raise, Sarah.